This is a CNA podcast.
Hi, welcome back to The Climate Conversations with me, Julie Yu. You may have heard how plastic waste is being recycled into works of art or perhaps made into usable homeware. Using waste to create consumer products is not new, and in fact, companies have been getting in on the action for some time now. Nike, for instance, has a range of shoes made completely out of scrap material, while California-based Green Toys makes all of its toys out of recycled plastic. As more people become aware of and begin to use more sustainable products, the business of turning trash into treasure is only set to grow. Today, I'm speaking to two women who run a startup that turns cashew waste, yes, cashew actually produced waste, into non-toxic disinfectants. NNE Innovations is where Didi Gan, Devi Krishna, work on cracking challenges that bother them, like how to reduce toxic chemicals used in consumer products.
Congratulations, NNE Innovations!
We had some tough competition.
This all-women group was also the winner of CNA's Green Plan Hackathon, which took place in April this year. That was how excited they were at their win, netting them the top prize of $10,000. So who are these young entrepreneurs that started this business in the middle of a pandemic? What motivates them? And can a sustainable, non-toxic product make money in the marketplace? So much to talk about. Didi, Devi, welcome to Climate Conversations and congratulations on winning the contest. Great to have you here both.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Thank you.
Didi, I want to start with you first. For our listeners who may not have caught the hackathon, could you start off by sharing with us a bit about your winning sustainability solution? Why a focus on addressing food waste?
So for this Green Plan Hackathon, we were trying to tackle pest control problems in Singapore using an all-natural approach. As we know that chemical pesticides tend to leave residues and they are not food safe or child-friendly. So with these presence of harmful pesticides residues in food, that has caused a huge concern in the consumers. So we're trying to use food waste and design an all-natural bug repellent that could actually be safe on baby skins as well and also used in food processing areas. So the whole idea was trying to turn food waste, and this time we decided to choose durian husk.
Oh, wow. But let's start with cashew nuts. I hear that you had a moment of inspiration while having drinks and nibbling on some nuts one day. Could you tell us about that?
It started in 2020 during the pandemic. We were just locked down in the home with my aunt and we were like, hey, everyone's using alcohol disinfectant and it's so toxic for the skin. And I have two kids that actually have really bad eczema, especially my baby girl. Mm-hmm. So we're thinking of what's there in the market that really can replace chemical disinfectant or chemical hand sanitizer. And we were eating nuts. And then one of my good friends was like, hey, maybe we can use these nuts. And turn them into something. So we kind of just tested a whole range of things. We tried mangin peels to grape seeds, a whole range of whatever waste that we could find. And we not only use cashew waste, but also soybean waste and also crab shell extracts to make into an all-natural antimicrobial compound that's called VK99.
Oh, wow. So let's go back to durian. I must admit, I'm not a huge fan, but Devi, how does it work? I mean, who came up with that idea?
We were just thinking about coming up with some sustainable ideas. And then durian is a fruit that Singaporeans love very much.
Oh, yeah?
And then lots of waste also gets piled up. So when we were researching, we found that it has lots of polyphenols and flavonoids inside, which we could like use for pest repellent properties. Mm. So we tried a plan to extract it out and try it out at the hackathon. Yeah.
All right. So Didi, you said they're natural, they're safe, and even edible.
Yeah.
That's what I hear. I mean, can it still kill viruses as well as normal disinfectants?
We have actually been certified by SGS that it's actually food contact safe and it's 100% edible. Our VK99 technology has been proven to inactivate a whole range of bacteria, including the SARS-CoV-2 virus, not only instantly, but continuously for 180 days. So it has a self-sanitizing property. meaning that, you know, when you use a normal disinfectant in the market, when you spray, within 30 seconds, there is no more effect. We were trying to create something that's more sustainable because we don't want to be cleaning every day with the carbon footprints, right? So we decided to try to create a compound that has self-sanitizing properties. So it will self-clean itself continuously, even with just one spray.
Oh, that's fascinating. So any idea how much nut waste you've upcycled in the past 2 years since you developed these products?
We have upcycled up to 2 tons of nut waste, and we are looking to valorize up to 15 tons of food waste in general this year. That's our mission of our company.
And I noticed that both of you have science background. I mean, you're both science heavyweights. Didi, you studied biomedical science, and Devi, you are the postgraduate student in biotechnology, which means you could have gone into any established field, you know, made some good money while at it. And in fact, Didi, you left your job as a managing director of the textile mill in Malaysia. What galvanized you to venture off and found NNE Innovations?
I think in my past experience, in the dyeing mills, there are so much waste that goes into the rivers. And I was thinking, what can we do? I'll play a little part to make the planet a little bit more sustainable. Wow. Hence, I decided to try to turn food waste into something that's useful.
And Devi, what about you? Why sustainability? Was there a moment or event that really influenced you?
My master's degree, I did a project where we utilized the phytochemicals in a plant to create some bacteria inhibiting compounds. So it has always been fascinating to exploit the natural agents in the plants and in the nature that we can always exploit and then utilize to our advantage. So I've always found a sense of fulfillment in doing that. And then while at NNE, we utilize cashew waste and durian waste and extract all the phytochemicals in them and utilize it for a good purpose. So that's very interesting to me to research about that and then make it into a valuable product.
Sounds like a match made in heaven.
Hi, my name is Sarah Alcaldi, and I'm the host of a new podcast called Money Talks. Yes, we will be talking about money, but more than that, we'll also be talking about life, personal choices, lucky breaks, and how money is the thread running through it all. So look out for our episodes wherever you get your podcasts.
Didi, what's quite remarkable is that your company began life in March 2020. This is when COVID-19 was already in Singapore. We'd be heading towards a circuit breaker. I mean, why did you and your partners choose to start a new business when the world was in a bit of a tailspin?
We thought it's either now or never, and it's a lockdown. I won't be able to travel to Malaysia anymore, so I decided, why not try a new journey? And I've always been passionate about R&D. In my past experience also, I've been always innovation and trying to make new things. So I thought, why not just embark a new journey since there is a COVID? And with the products that we are envisioned at that point of time, I will say envisioned, we want to make something happen and why not just try it during the COVID?
Well, I guess in a way, pandemic has created some inspiration for your products. And Devi, you've been with the company since its inception. Yes. I'm sure building a startup in the midst of the pandemic must have been quite hard. Looking back over the last 2 years, what would you find most challenging?
Initially, we started off in a very small lab. We had to like start off from scratch. And then right now we are like about to start off a new R&D lab and we have a lot of equipments. So looking back now, I feel very proud. Like we've come a long way.
How about you? Any challenges?
I think there are many, many challenges. One of the biggest challenge I think we faced as a team was, you know, food waste is not a nice color, right? So with cashew and soybean, the color that when we synergistically make into a compound, it's a really dark brown. Would you use a black, almost black hand sanitizer?
If you made it... Wow. So hard work has actually paid off. So when we look at the state of sustainability in Singapore and globally, upcycling, let's talk about that, is a relatively recent term, right? And it's been fascinating to see a number of economically viable upcycled and sustainable products currently on the market. I know your products, the masks and C2 Plus disinfectant, are currently sold online and offline. So Didi, are you making money? Does it make business sense?
Yeah, I think so, because we have to price it right. Mm-hmm. I think with sustainability products, you have to ensure that it's not overly priced for consumers mm-hmm. to make that switch. Mm-hmm. So for V mask, it's a medical grade N95 mask that's reusable 30 times. So we're marketing it at $19.90. So the price is affordable for people, and the comfort. I think the comfort and the extent of the protection that you'll give, because in 2020, everyone was only wearing surgical masks. And N95 masks were actually overly priced. One N95 mask was going like $6.
That's right.
And you're only about to use it once. Mm-hmm. So we price something that is sustainable and there's a long term of use and there's extra protection. So when you wear an N95 mask, there's only the filtration protection, right? Mm-hmm. But with V mask, we have the additional antiviral layer that will inactivate the bacteria and virus on top of filtering the virus. So it gives extra protection.
I wonder, are there enough consumers' demands out there to make up for the cost and efforts you've put in developing these products?
I think in the first year, we paid a lot for R&D, and that's something that it will have to recuperate over time. But with our new products, I think it makes business sense.
And Devi, what do you think is the incentive for consumers to turn to sustainable options like this?
In the post-pandemic era, people would definitely look for solutions that are sustainable, because even the United Nations is like enlightening people to go for sustainable products. Even Singapore is like pushing all the companies to trace the carbon footprints. So I think as a whole, the world is moving towards purchasing more sustainable products and going for sustainable options wherever possible.
Mm. NNE is a medtech company, I understand. How much do you think science and technology will play in coming up with solutions for the future, not just to make these eco-friendly and sustainable products, but also in a larger climate change challenges?
I think science and R&D is a key component to play in making our planet more sustainable. There are so many alternative fuels that are in the making now than just coal. So I think it definitely will play a big part. So all of you should just go and study more science and we can make a planet in more sustainable ways.
Debbie?
Yeah, I mean, bioplastics, biofuels, all of them are like coming up and everyone is looking forward to using them. R&D, it's like the key component of taking the world to the next level.
I mean, you two are still very, very young, unlike me. But, you know, you have kids. Do you think younger people, the next generation, would they be interested in this space?
What young generation people are looking for now is also work-life balance and more flexibility at work. And if the sector can grow and give what this generation of people needs and fuel their passion into having their ideas heard, that will really help them to be interested in science as well. I think the company culture is also important.
So what kind of company culture do you have? Maybe you can share with us.
Oh, we are very flexible in our company. We don't have like a 9-to-6 kind of work arrangement. Everyone can work from home, work from the office. I think the key is we have a lot of interns. It's a small startup. We don't have many full-timers, but we have a huge range of interns from polys to universities. And I think they have amazing ideas. If you're ready to hear them out and give them tasks and let their imagination go wild, I think they can give you a lot more than what you expect.
Looking ahead, are you taking aim at any other forms of organic waste that we might be familiar with?
When we upcycle something, it's not about just taking a certain part of it, but we want to upcycle the entire durian husk. So I will say up to almost 90% of it. So we'll not just be using part of it for the insect repellent. We will extract cellulose from the durian husk and make them into sustainable wipes. In the market at the moment, most of the sustainable wipes are made from bamboo. So we are trying to come up with a durian-based wipes. So
will
it's 100% biodegradable.
No.
Definitely not. It'll be processed.
Oh, right. Because I see so much food waste around us all the time. I wonder if this could be the new frontier when it comes to, you know, developing new and innovative solution for a greener world. What do you think, Devi?
Yeah, definitely yes. Because even for the durian project, we have a plan to install durian collection stations around Singapore. So that will be like a practical solution. So people can just throw away the durian waste and then we'll utilize that to make the wipes. So I think such practical solutions should come into existence more.
And I'm sure there are listeners out there and maybe, you know, future entrepreneurs in this space. Any advice? I know you guys are just started out, but any tips?
I think the key is to really focus on what is the mission and vision that you built the company and do not deviate it because of any other reasons. The journey will be tough, but you always have to stay motivated and remember what was that mission that you wanted.
What kept you motivated? I'm sure there were days you just want to forget it. Going back to Malaysia.
I think what keeps me motivated is my kids. I have two kids. Actually, the company is named after the kids.
Oh.
So Nathaniel and Emma. And Nathaniel is turning 10 and Emma is turning 5. So I think my kids are my motivation to make the world a little bit more sustainable so that they get a better life when I'm not here.
Oh. And Devi?
Yeah, I think it's the fulfillment at the end of the day that you're doing something useful for people around as well as for the world. Yeah, it's that sense of fulfillment.
So if you could change one thing about the state of the world today, and then especially when it comes to sustainable solutions, what would it be and why?
I think it's the amount of plastics that we really use and really learn how to eat less and not overorder. We actually have 744 million of food waste thrown away each year in Singapore.
Mm.
And I think that's a huge amount. If everyone can play a small little part, just order a little bit less, bring your own takeaway box to a Hawkins Center, I think that will really help.
People should now focus more on minimalism, like not buy all the things and then pile them up. Even clothes, it's the need of the hour that we all focus on, like buying what's necessary and not like wasting things.
Well, great message to end on. And one thing I learned today is never judge a food by its cover. Well, thank you very much, ladies, for coming in today. And best of luck in the great work you do. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks to my guests, Didi Gan and Devi Krishna of NNE Innovations. And thanks to all of you for tuning in. We hope you enjoy this episode. And do remember to subscribe and like this podcast so you know when a new episode drops. You can find CNA's climate and sustainability coverage online at cna.asia. The team behind this podcast is Ho Pei Ning, Daniel Lee, and Crispina Robert. And I'm Julie Yu, signing off.